the Republic of Korea government, representatives of the Joint Chiefs of Staff of the Republic of Korea's Armed Forces, other distinguished guests, and all members of the United States Forces Korea and the United States Eighth Army within earshot. Tomorrow morning, the estimable Chief of Staff of this tri-headquarters will depart our command and the Republic of Korea to assume, less than 2 weeks hence, extremely important responsibilities as the commanding general of the United States Army's Aviation Center, Fort Rucker, Alabama, and concurrently a very important role in the design of and the doctrine for Army aviation of the future. Today, we pay him a nostalgic farewell and a resounding, heartfelt salute for all his contributions. A salute, incidentally, which all of you know echoes up and down this peninsula from every officer and all enlisted personnel, irrespective of nationality or color of uniform. For the past 34 years, from private to major general, Jim Smith has served his army and his country. And over those three plus decades, has forged a superb, a sustained record, a record of distinction, of valor, and of total dedication. This entire command knows that in the professional dimension, he's a giant of a soldier, and that stature is still increasing. Two of the tunes played a moment ago reflect the fact that he is a cavalryman in his every pore, that he has been pioneer, practitioner, and exponent of air mobility, that he's been a gallant combat leader, that he's been a magnificent manager, that he's been a tremendous advocate of the role of the ground forces in peace and war, and above all, a most persuasive spokesman for the combat trooper who is now and always will be the alpha and omega of the profession of arms. I've known Jim Smith over many years, from the battlefields of Korea to those of Vietnam to our concurrent service with the reserve components, and naturally, most of all, for these past 16 months. And in that period of time, he has been the finest chief of staff within my ken of 38 years of service. He has done everything to my utter satisfaction and most above my highest expectations. I give him the lion's share of the credit, the balance going to Command Sergeant Major Perotti, for the improvements which have enhanced the image and the reputation of the 8th United States Army throughout our armed forces in every segment of military activity. He has been my alter ego, my trusted confidant, my valued counselor in all things. He has been a magnificent interface between this headquarters and our subordinate commands. He has done an equally outstanding job of coalescing and directing and inspiring our own staff. They will remember the lessons he taught. They will remember equally his wit and his critiques, sometimes very barbed, but always constructive. They will remember, most of all, their association with a total professional. In his collateral duty, a very sensitive and important one, General Smith served longer than any of his 40-odd predecessors as United Nations Command Senior Military Representative to the Military Armistice Commission. In that role, he gained the plaudits of the Republic of Korea government, the respect of the Neutral Nations Supervisory Commission, and certainly the admiration of all his United Nations Command counterparts. He steadfastly refused to be diverted from the primary mission of that commission, stuck to the script. He was factual, straightforward, pungent in all counterarguments. And he was singularly adept at throwing occasional confusion into the ranks of the intransigents across the table by his quick initiative. He served the Republic of Korea, the United States of America, and this command exceptionally well in that capacity as in all others. So, Jim, on the eve of your departure, we would say only two things. In another area, under different criteria, I would have just awarded you at least one Distinguished Service Medal. What's important is the satisfaction you must feel in a job superbly accomplished. Second, everyone here in person and everyone here in spirit says, well done. And conjoins that sentiment with the very best wishes for Doris, the children, and you months, the years ahead. May all success, good health, and happiness be your collective and your constant share. God bless you.